Anti-government attacks hit Afghanistan. A ministry in India is focusing on human trafficking, and water wells open doors to share living water in Asia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Anti-government insurgents in Afghanistan launched multiple attacks in and around Kabul on Western targets over the weekend. The 18-hour standoff finally concluded yesterday. CURE International's medical director in Afghanistan is Dr. Rick Manning. The Kabul hospital wasn't among the targets.
We are kind of built in mechanisms to deal with this already, but pretty much we operated status quo. There was a number of staff that could not get into the hospital because of various road blockages. But in that case, we just notified the staff who were there, and they were asked to stay overtime.
The hospital's mostly staffed by nationals. Manning says they live as Christ, creating open doors.
The Afghan people are salt of the earth people. They love their families. The ones that are portrayed in the media are the extremists, but the majority of them are just loving people, and they are searching for truth. And so I think that we need to pray for that.
We have more on this story as well as links at our website. Next, few were fooled by North Korea's attempt to prove its people were prosperous and free on Sunday. The Day of the Sun celebration for Kim Il-sung's 100th birthday couldn't conceal the horrible truth, says Jerry Dykstra with Open Doors USA.
They've been on the Open Doors World Watch List for 10 years in a row as the worst persecutor of Christians, and for good reason. There is 50 to 70,000 Christians held in prison.
Children are encouraged to rat out their parents. Believers caught with a Bible can see three generations of their family in prison.
They said it's a living hell there. But they said they're so grateful for our prayers. And that's what keeps them going, knowing that people in the West are praying for them and not forgetting them.
In light of this, Open Doors has organized a week of prayer for North Korea Freedom Week. From April 23rd through the 29th, you can pray for the gospel to go out and for great change to enter in. Resources are at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Mumbai, India alone, there are over 250,000 women and children trapped in the commercial sex trade. As demand rises, kids are often sold into the trade, even by parents. Katie Fielder says for One India Partners affiliate,
one of the goals is to stop this cycle of the children being used and, of course, trafficked into new areas.
They do so by providing education and foster care for kids, but also giving women in the trade a way out. Recently, a woman named Sunita started attending a group's Bible study. One day, they prayed for her release, and the next morning, the brothel owner set her free.
She went through adult literacy classes and then entered a nurse's aid program and successfully graduated from there, and she's moved out of the safe house. She now works in the hospital as a nurse.
Next, 4 out of 10 people in the world don't have enough water. It's going to get worse. Gospel for Asia is drilling what they call Jesus wells to help in India. GFA installs them near churches or Bible schools to provide hundreds of opportunities for missionaries to share the love of Jesus with the villagers. They're open to everyone, high or low caste, rich or poor. With John 4:14 posted in each location, everyone is introduced to Jesus, the living water. Go to our website to invest in a whole community's eternity. And one of AMG International's most effective media outreaches is newspaper evangelism. The team puts an unassuming ad in secular magazines and newspapers and invites readers to contact them if they want to know more about the Bible. Local AMG staff also encourages respondents to begin attending a church and to continue to study the Bible. Although Turkey is majority Muslim, these ads have been particularly effective there. Many are coming to Christ. Keep praying for opportunities. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.